Manchmal kommen wir zu den wichtigen Entscheidungen in unserem Leben, indem wir prozessorientiert daran gehen. Mit anderen Worten, wir probieren es erstmal und sehen, was dann kommt und können dann den nächsten Schritt planen. In most of the cases in our life, we can't plan our whole life because we simply do not know what is Krishna's plan. So we have to see in those cases by making first one step, seeing what response comes from Krishna, then making another step, seeing what Krishna will send us next. And all of a sudden we are waking up one day, find out, oops, I'm in the kingdom of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hai bol
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. I've I think it's always necessary and nice to greet our children who are the hope of our Krishna consciousness movement, really. I have just returned from a pilgrimage to a sacred India, and I thought this evening I would just show you a slideshow. Is that all right with you? I will take you on a pilgrimage so that... Srila Prabhupada was once asked, what is the benefit for going to India? And he answered that we can learn the culture. In India you find even now remnants heißt Überbleibsel, of a spiritual culture, the way the people, for instance, live their day. In the morning, every Indian will pray. I've even been in big cities like Mumbai, and people step all of a sudden out of their shoes. You see the shoes on the asphalt, and next to them their bare feet, and then they pray. They stand and they head towards the east, they pray to Surya, Krishna in the sun, to help them go through their lives in Krishna consciousness. You can still see everywhere, even in big towns, a remnants of a very God-conscious culture. And to go to India and see that, that is one reason why we go to India. But in India, there are very special places. For instance, I'm speaking now of the holy places, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, Rameshwaram, Tirupati, and so on. These are dhams, places which Krishna has put into the world, where we can contact him. These places are strictly speaking not material places. These places are really very transcendental places. They are home, so to say, our spiritual home in the material world. Once Prabhupada was asked, what is the benefit of going to a holy dham? Yeah. What is the benefit of going to a holy dham? And Prabhupada would answer, to go to a holy dham gives one impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. I remember when Nanda Gopal was very small, maybe this small, you went with your mother to Vrindavan. And I remember, I believe you made a Govardhan Parikrama, isn't it? With the little Kinderwagen, with the little trolley, and you were there, Nanda Gopal. You would sometimes walk and sometimes sit in the trolley. And then I have seen a picture where your mother is with you in the Radha Kund. I've seen with my own eye. You remember, Gurangi, the time? So even when we are children, to speak, if we are grown up, when we go to the holy places and take a holy bath, or when we are in contact with the holy dust of Vrindavan, an impetus is born. Impetus heißt an impulse in our heart to take our spiritual journey more serious. There is one work, it is called the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which describes that once there was a cowherd boy, his name was Gopkumar, and he would herd his cows near the Govardhan hill, and they would always see a saintly person. The saintly person would cry, sometimes he would fall on the ground, he would sing, Krishna, 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 Krishna. this holy, the saintly person would sometimes dance. Sometimes while dancing, he would actually lose his consciousness and fall on the ground. Crash! He was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness that Gop Kumar, this little cowherd boy, began to love him. And also, the saint used to love these cowherd boys. He would sometimes look at them and he would cry because he would remember Krishna when he saw Gop Kumar and his friends who were herding cows. So one day, this great saint took compassion on Gop Kumar. He had deep feelings. I must give him my most valuable asset. And he told Gop Kumar, "My dear young boy of a cowherder, please go to the Yamuna and take your bath. And when you have taken your bath, come and I will give you Krishna." So Gop Kumar had faith and trust in the saint whom he loved so much, and he went to take his bath and came and sat before him. Then the saint said, "Gop Kumar, everything is in this mantra. I will now initiate you into the Gopal mantra." And he spoke the Gopal mantra. And when he had finished it, he was overcome with deep feelings of, you could say, longing for Krishna. And he fainted. Gop Kumar waited until his spiritual master came out of the deep consciousness. And he thought that maybe when he is awake again, he will give me further instructions how to chant this mantra. But the saint saw him and he felt embarrassed. "Oh, again I have fallen on the ground." And he just got up and went into the bushes of Vrindavan and disappeared. Hare Krishna. So Gop Kumar chanted this mantra without much knowledge, but because he remembered the saintly person who had given him initiation in the mantra, he soon felt how even though he chanted without knowledge, the mantra awakened him to Krishna consciousness. He found all of a sudden in his heart the desire to go deeper into Krishna. He wanted to see where is my Lord worshipped, and he began his journey to find the Lord and his devotees who worship him. It's a very long story, but here I only want to bring the point to you that Gop Kumar, although he didn't really know in detail about this process of chanting this mantra, Gop Kumar became very, by the contact with this mantra, developed a great feeling of longing. My dear devotees, in our hearts we have so many longings and desires. These desires have not come only from one life. They are there from many, many lifetimes. And as long as you have material desires, you will need material bodies to fulfill them. As long as there is even one material desire in your heart, you will for sure get a new material body. The process of Krishna consciousness is designed to put Krishna into our hearts. And when Krishna is in our hearts, we will keep on desiring, but we will desire for Krishna. I visited today the house of one very nice devotee in Goloka Dham, Narayani, and her husband Vrajendra Kumar. And they were very lucky. They hosted for a few days a dear god brother of mine, Shivaram Maharaj. And the house was still smelling from Shivaram Maharaj. You must know, wherever Shivaram Maharaj is, there's a big cloud of perfume. It's the most expensive perfume which any person could buy in this world. Why is this sannyasi smelling like a Paris perfume? Perfumed beauty. Well, he is offering each morning to his deities five different types of different very beautiful perfumes. He puts them on a little cotton swab and then he goes like this and offers them, and in the process he also begins to smell like a perfume tree. Der riecht wie ein Parfumbaum, Nanda Gopal, der Shivaram Maharaj. Why? But here you find he's offering these things to his beloved deities, Radha Krishna. He is the same Radha Krishna deity, or he worships the Radha Krishna deities of Swarup Damodar. He somehow got them, and he just offers them this perfume. And in this way, his desire for perfume is Krishna, is spiritualized. If someone just, you know, imagine a man who smells like five different kinds of perfumes, you would think, maybe you should marry, or you should... You know, you would think that usually when a man smells so much perfume, then you think he is from the other bank of reality. Vom anderen Ufer, sagt man in Norddeutsch. No, but here is a very renounced, very nice devotee of Krishna who has dedicated his desires in the service of Krishna. And therefore, these desires, Haribol, don't result in future births, but they bring him to Krishna. This is the whole art of Krishna consciousness. At the end of the whole process of Krishna consciousness, the transformation of the heart, or let us say, the transformation of desires, are awaiting for us. You can see, if you are successful in Krishna consciousness, when your desires have turned to the genuine desire to please Lord Krishna in any way possible. And if you do that, if you have such a desire, then you are in pure Krishna consciousness. Once Jagadananda Pandit, a dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, visited Navadvip, and he would stay in the houses of the devotees of Chaitanya and tell them about the pastimes of the Lord in Jagannath Puri. He gave a report. He stayed for one whole month in the house of Sachi Devi, and after he had finished his stay, he went to other devotees and eventually came to Shivananda Sena. And when he was together with Shivananda, he thought, we should prepare a nice present for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ein schönes Geschenk, Nanda Gopal. Ein schönes Geschenk für Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, what they made is they cooked huge amounts of sandalwood and distilled from the sandalwood the most costly of perfumes. Sandalwood perfume. So they needed to work on much sandalwood, and then they had about this much, a bottle of this size full of sandalwood. Jagadananda personally carried this clay pot with sandalwood oil, the most precious sandalwood oil, to Puri. And when he arrived in Puri, he called Govinda, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and said, I have made this pot of sandalwood oil. It should be applied by massage to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Govinda looked at him, knowing that trouble was ahead. So he took the huge pot of sandalwood oil and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, this is from Jagannath Dananda Pandit. He has told that I should massage you with this oil. How can this be? Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm a sannyasi. If I'm walking on the street and I'm smelling like a sandalwood tree, what will people think about sannyas life? But the effort of Jagadananda should not go in vain. Tell him that we are giving this oil for the oil lamps of Lord Jagannath. Then it will smell very nice for the Lord. That is better than if the oil is put on my body and that I shock all the people with my nice fragrance. Oh, said Govinda, but you know Jagannanda, he won't be satisfied with this. So, what can I do? I'm a sannyasi, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this way, Jagadananda was informed that please that Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept his oil. So he went to Jagadananda was very disturbed. And he waited for another week. And then he again came to Govinda and said, put the oil on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have worked for it for a long, long time. Govinda said again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what was the request of Jagadananda. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated that the oil should be given to Lord Jagannath. So the next day Jagadananda came. He asked, where's the oil, Govinda? No, it's there, it will be given to Jagannath. Then Jagadananda took the huge clay pot of oil, the whole precious oil, and just threw it on the floor. Then he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who said, I have made oil for you? There is no oil any longer here. And the precious oil was just going into the soft dust of Puri and disappearing. There was no oil here. Then Jagadananda went to his little cottage, closed the door, and started to fast for 3 days out of protest. He didn't eat anything. He did not even wash. And he did not do shirate. He did not take a shower. He just stayed in protest in his house. After 3 days, he heard a knocking. I'm not here. Jagadananda. I'm not here. Jagadananda. It was the sweet voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm so hungry. I have not eaten anything for 3 days. Can you not cook a little prasadam for me? So Jagadananda immediately went out of his bed when his beloved Lord called him. He took a shower and he cooked and served in the afternoon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the full meal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate it and he joked. He said, oh, the food which is prepared by an angry cook has better spicing. Then he said to Jagadananda, I have now eaten, now you must eat. Jagadananda said, I must first give the prasadam to Bhavananda Roy and to some other devotees. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Govinda, okay, I will go home, but watch until Jagadananda has taken his food. Then inform me, and then only I will sleep. Otherwise, I will not sleep. So in this way, Jagadananda had to eat. And after he had done his many, had served the prasadam of the Lord to many devotees, he ate, and Govinda told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, okay, Jagadananda was again and good. He had eaten. The reason why I tell you this pastime is to tell you a little bit about the love which Lord Krishna has for his devotees, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has for Jagadananda Pandit. I think in bhakti it's very important for us to think about how the Lord loves his devotee. Of all the qualities of Lord Krishna, two are very, very good to meditate in the material world. The first quality is that Krishna is the friend of his devotee. And the second quality is that Krishna accepts the mood in which an offering is made to him. He does not necessarily only look at the offering itself. Let me give you an example. A devotee may be imperfect and cook in not so properly spiced or prepared food. But if the devotee offers the foodstuffs with love and devotion, Krishna will accept the essence of his spirit. It's called Bhavagrahi Janadana. Krishna will look, in other words, of our towards our motivation, our real desire, and he will accept this, even if our offering is imperfect. It is stated when a devotee goes around the mountain Giriraj, whom we will see in a moment, then Krishna follows and prays for blessings and so on. Krishna follows the devotee and looks, what is my devotee really wanting to have? You could think I'm tricking Krishna. I go to the holy places and then at the extra special holy places I will offer my prayers. And the rest of the time you will be in Germany with your mind or with no with your intended visit to the sari shop where you really will buy the best of saris. You know, and then comes another holy place. Okay, Bodhidharma, let's be good. And then you pray something. But this won't work. Krishna follows you and sees what do you secretly in your heart wish. This is what it means, bhavagrahi janardana. He accepts the essence of your desires. I believe that's a very important point in bhakti, because very often we want to cheat ourselves a little bit and maybe others, but Krishna will really look what you really want and then he will reward you. For instance, if you are all in the brahmacharini ashram and you feel and during the day you pretend to be the most enthusiastic bhaktin in this particular universe. But when you have a free minute, you just think about, I wish I could have a palace for myself and a bathroom for myself, my own private bathroom, and so on. And although Krishna will recognize that you do so much austerities during the day, he will eventually look what is your real desire and fulfill that. Hare Krishna. So the process of Krishna consciousness really means that we come to the state where we desire for Krishna. The moment we desire for something for Krishna, then our real spiritual life has started. Hare Krishna. So now I cannot tolerate that Kanupriya is so tired any longer. We will now go and take you to a sacred pilgrimage. We will take you to the holy place called Kanai Natashala. It's a place where all spiritual desires are fulfilled. We have made some beautiful slides, and this is the first time where the slideshow is shown. And we have shown it once, but then it was not so well ordered, and we thought to give pleasure to your hearts by showing this. I believe that after you have seen this slideshow, you only want Krishna and nothing else. And in this way, I want to make you all very, help you very much in your Krishna consciousness, so that only the best results in your spiritual life happen. Because the place which you will see is a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first saw Krishna, although Krishna disappeared from him. And from that moment, his heart was ablaze, was full of longing for Krishna. And the whole Hare Krishna movement was, if you so want, started at this place, the place where the Lord so sincerely desired the association of Lord Krishna.